Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty, and you are listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. Have you ever thought about how your life might have been if you took the path you were once considering? Or have you always wanted to do something specific and striven to get it? Indeed, where you are in your life now and how you live your life may also be a happy coincidence, as it were. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting just about that. I call it the maze of living and doing the best you can. Sometimes you might ask yourself where you've been in your life. Reflect on that and then ask yourself what you really want to do with your life now. It's curious, isn't it? Just how many of us wonder if the grass might be greener on the other side. I mean, don't we all think, if only I did such and such, I could achieve this and that? Really, it's not about the grass being greener on the other side. It's about making the best of what you have available to you at the time, whilst trying not to waste any opportunities that come your way, as well as being the best person you can be. Thinking about the best you can be is sometimes hard, I know that, especially when at times you feel rather challenged about something in your life at that time. It can feel easier to give up a bit, or just try not to do your best, if you're in a challenging situation or phase of your life. Please don't give up, because this phase will pass. As Plato once said, never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. The other day, I was speaking to someone about how their life experiences and how they felt about life in general, and we chatted about how life sometimes surprises you with unexpected twists and turns, how life can throw you a curveball, and how you personally do with each thing that arises. We decided that we each had very individualised ways of dealing with the challenges we'd both faced at crucial points in our lives, and it was rather surprising just how different our approaches were. That led to us talking about how childhood experiences shaped our outlooks on life, and how this made each of us strive to do certain things. Going back to the maze of life and doing the best you can, how do we end up where we are in our lives? Is it, as I discussed earlier, a coincidence of sorts, or is it actually more of a design? Now that is a quandary, isn't it? As a youngster, you may have thought about following a certain career and actually did that. Or did you suddenly find something more your thing and follow a completely different path? Personally, I must say, from the career perspective, I rather surprised myself doing something very different to that which I originally aspired to in school. And in later life, I did the same again. Something else, unexpected. Choosing what to do with your life and what path to follow is not an easy thing to negotiate. Indeed, that's why I see it as a maze. I rather think of it like a spider web. Have you ever sat and watched a spider spin its web? It's rather mesmerising, I must say. So intricate, delicate looking, but very strong. The spider designs a web and weaves it to its own specifications. Then something happens to destroy the web. So what does the spider do? It makes another one. It may be the same design, but they might decide to build it in another place, somewhere less busy or with less footfall of people around. In a way, it's kind of like that for humans too, isn't it? We construct our elaborate lives, abide as we would like to. Then some challenge or happening arrives and we must stop and assess where we are. In some cases, we must start again. A sort of regeneration, like pressing the restart button. Sometimes life has an uncanny fondness of leading us down some rather unexpected, illuminating and alternative paths. Sometimes leading to the same destination, but sometimes two pastures new and somewhere completely different. Having spoken to some absolutely fascinating people over the years, I realise that our own life experiences are just that, our own. Each one of us perceives the world around us in very different ways, and whilst we share some common experiences, we're each following our own maze of living and doing the best we can. Wherever you find yourself in the maze of life, enjoy what you have, where you are, and all the positive things you have in your life. Appreciate the little things. Be thankful and gracious. Above all, be true to yourself. Face the challenges, and whatever happens, hold on and enjoy the ride. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Stay healthy and enjoy your day. Until the next time, it's bye from me, Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.